At the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention in New Orleans, powered by Corteva Agriscience, your partner in range and pasture productivity, I'm Ron Hayes, and joining us today, the incoming chair for the Cattlemen's Beef Board. He's been vice chairman of this last year. Will be stepping up to the chairmanship later on this week and for the coming year. Chuck Coffey from Southern Oklahoma. Chuck, as you look back over these last couple of years as you've been working your way through the officer chairs for CBB, I know that there's been some success stories that you're proud of. What are some things that you're especially proud of that the Checkoff's been able to accomplish for beef producers?
Oh, when you talk about things that we're proud of, I really love what's going on with exports. That's kind of a passion of mine. And, you know, we're exporting about $8 billion worth of beef overseas, and the things that we've done in Asia and many other countries. It creates a value for producers in terms of about $320 per head slaughtered. And so that's huge. That trickles back to us as producers, and we get to take advantage of that.
And of course, they're one of your major contractors that you work with.
They are. That's a United States Meat Export Federation, and the dollars that we give them is also matched with federal dollars, so it kind of multiplies. There's a multiplier effect there. One of the countries that I'm excited about is South Korea, because we've got an exclusive agreement to sell U.S. beef in Costco in South Korea. It's not their largest retail outlet, but definitely one of the most preferred.
I know that you set up a lot of ARs at the beginning of this fiscal year, and this meeting's one that you have a chance to maybe do some, I guess, a little bit of a checkup or get a progress report in a lot of cases.
Yeah, at this meeting we will get a progress report. I'm anxious to see what's going on with there's a project called Chuck Knows Beef, and it marries up somehow. And Ron, I'm not a technical person, but it marries up Google with Alexa, and you can activate Alexa and then talk to Alexa and ask how to cook a garlic beef meatball or a steak, or what temperature you want the steak, or ask questions about beef and get those answers. I think that's a really cool project. Another thing that's going on is with producer communications. We've got to get the word out about the checkoff, because this is a producer-driven checkoff. Mm-hmm. And so everybody that's involved on the board is involved with the beef industry, and we're all producers. And so we've got something coming out called the Drive that we'll be going online shortly. And the Drive will be a place where our state execs and so forth can go to gather information, and where producers can go to gather information. And it would also, we will also, with producer communications, be putting out written material, Facebook material, things like that, right. You know, social media, digital material, to get the word out about the beef checkoff. But we're excited about the Drive and to see what goes on there. Another thing I'm real excited about is the work that NCBA is doing as a contractor with us on sustainability and talking about upcycling beef. Mm-hmm. You know, we take the grass that the beef eats that we can't eat, and land that maybe can't be utilized for farming and ranching, but we can convert that into one of the most tasty proteins in the world, and we need to get the word out about upcycling of our lands in the U.S. and converting that into a usable form of protein for us here in the U.S. and around the world.
I guess what cattle producers have known that all along, obviously, because we're basically harvesting that grass through our cattle.
We do. We used to call it recycling, but you know, we're preaching to the choir when we talk about that. With the upcycling term, I think we can preach to those who are consumers that are using our beef, and they can understand, you know, the value of that product. If you were to take it, and a lot of people complain about feeding or using corn to feed beef, but if you were to feed a child that's 3 years old in a third world country corn to meet his protein needs, he would have to eat 3 pounds a day. But you could give that child 3 ounces of beef and a little bit of corn to go with it and meet his nutrient needs for the day.
You've gone through several years now with the Beef Board on the CBB, and now as an officer, most certainly. Why the willingness, why the interest in serving?
You know, when I think about sustainability, I think about my family, and I look at the ranchers around, and to me, sustainability means continuing to produce food and fiber for this country and for the world. And, you know, I've been blessed to have a great family. I've got three great kids. They're all involved in the industry and ranching, and I want to see that continue. So I'm at a stage in my life where I can turn the ranch over to them and let them do the hard work and me come out here and enjoy meeting people all across the country and promote our product to try to drive beef demand. And it's a great place to be, Ron, truly.
Now, it's not totally easy because you've got to make some hard decisions about how that money can best be spent. I know that's a process that the CBB has kind of fine-tuned over the years.
Yeah, but, you know, I take that responsibility seriously, but even though I'm the incoming chair, it doesn't mean that that's my responsibility to make that decision, because I've got 98 other board members out there with me that serve on committees that make those decisions, and most of them are way more intelligent in what, you know, than I am. But we work in five major program areas, which include consumer trust, nutrition and health, safety, innovation, and export growth. And this year I'm kind of excited. We're kind of finishing up with the beef industry's long-range plan, and we will start a new long-range plan to see what the needs of the industry are. So I'm going to get to be a little, you know, involved with that as well. So we'll see where we're headed in the future.
So for the coming year, that's obviously one thing you're going to be involved with. What are some other things that you're anticipating will be a part of your year as chairman?
4 years ago, we received a study from an independent contractor, Cornell University. Name was Dr. Kaiser. He did a return on investment for us and showed that we received $11.20 for every dollar we put into the checkoff. Every 5 years, at a minimum, every 5 years, we have to do this study. And so this year, we will start that study and contract that again. And I'm looking forward to comparing the return on investment today compared to 5 years ago, because right now the meat supply is pretty high, but yet demand is still high. So I think we've done a good job in our industry promoting our product, and I'm anxious to see what the return on investment will be rolling out in 2020.
Chuck Coffey from Southern Oklahoma, who will be the chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board in the coming year. From New Orleans and the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention, I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.